Hi, good morning. This is Courtney on a recorded line.
Hi, this is Crystal calling. I have a potential Roundup claimant on the other line ready for transfer. The name is Steve Mills,
Okay, go ahead.
MILLS.
All right, thank you. Go ahead and transfer.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, good morning, Steve. How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
All right, this is Courtney, and again, I'm on a recorded line. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
All right, it is Steve,
Yes.
and the last name is Mills, MILLS.
Yes.
Okay, and this is your cell phone, 334-355-1778.
Yes.
Okay, at any time we are disconnected, Mr. Mills, I'll call you from a 949 area code. I'm going to go ahead and text you my direct phone number now so that you do have it. I will be your intake specialist moving forward. And at this time, you wanted to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you did not have an attorney?
No.
Okay. So you are willing to affirm under law, penalty you haven't sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm regarding this matter or signed any documents, correct, sir?
Yes.
All right. And you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup, is that correct?
Yes.
All right. I'm sorry to hear that, sir. How are you doing today?
A lot there.
A lot better. All right. Glad to hear that. All right. Let me go ahead and do something real quick. Hold on. Something happened with the forms. So hold on one moment, sir. All right.
Okay.
I think they were trying to send me your information and it got lost. So it's okay. We'll guess we'll get it all.
Okay.
And then do you by chance know the attorney or do you by chance know the subtype of your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? If you
Do I
don't,
know
it's
what now?
your subtype of your cancer. If you don't, it's okay.
It
B cell?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever had any other diagnosis or more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis, or is it only this one?
Just this one.
Okay. All right. You are filing on behalf of yourself, and you were diagnosed between 2005 and today. Do you know your diagnosis date, Mr. Mills?
Yes. It was April 11, 2021.
April 11, 2021. Okay. And then were you spraying Roundup at home or was this for work?
Was at home.
At home. Okay. Do you still live at the same residence that you were using the Roundup at?
I do.
Okay. What is that address, sir?
It's 2504 County Road 115.
County Road
115.
115. Okay.
That's Abbeville, Abbeville.
In Alabama.
Yes.
Okay, and that's 36310.
Correct.
Is that a house or is that a is there a unit
Mobile
number?
home.
Okay, there's not a
No.
unit. Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that, sir. And did you have any friends or family members or anybody else that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that needed help filing a claim?
I mean, no, not right off.
Okay. If anybody you do come across, you can always give them my information, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And you were diagnosed between the ages of 18 and 79, and you do have a birth certificate, correct?
Yes.
Approximately how many years were you spraying Roundup for?
11 years.
Okay. Were you spraying it weekly, monthly, twice a month? How often were you spraying it?
It was twice a month.
Twice a month for
It was like,
12 months out of the
like two
year?
times a month for 11 years.
Okay. Every month, full year round?
No, it was like 2 times a month for 11 years.
Yeah, but I'm saying you're spraying it every month. Okay, I understand what you're saying. So 24 times a year, approximately for 11 years. All right. And you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more. You said this was your cell phone. Are you a citizen of the United States? Okay. And do you have any of these illnesses? Do you suffer from HIV, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, arthritis, or diabetes?
No.
Okay. What about lupus or Epstein-Barr?
Lymph node at the neck.
Okay. And then what about hepatitis B or any organ transplants?
No.
Okay. Do you have any family history of cancer?
Yes.
Okay, what's the family history? What type of cancer?
The
Wait, do you have, does anybody else in your family have cancer or passed away from cancer?
No.
No, okay.
No.
And you're not doing any
But
other
I
work?
have I've But my cancer was one of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yeah. Do you have any other cancer that requires chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? No other cancer, correct?
No other.
Okay. And is your first name Steve or Steven? Okay. So it's Steve. Last name is Mills, Mills.
Yes.
Can you confirm your gender for me, sir?
A male.
Okay, no suffix in your name, right? You're not a junior or a senior?
No.
What is your marital status at this time? Are you single, married, divorced, or widowed?
Separated.
Okay. So are you married or not married?
Married,
Okay.
but
And then,
separated.
yeah. And then what's your date of birth?
10/21/77.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
And then can you confirm your social for me, sir?
422-29-6771.
All right. So I have 422-29-6771.
Yes.
Okay, when was your first connection between the injuries and cancer? When did you have an idea that it was from the Roundup? Was that when you got sick and went to the hospital?
Around June 15th,
Okay.
2021.
June 15th. Twenty twenty-one.
Yes.
All right, June 15th, 2021. And then did you get you went to the doctors because you had, you were sick, abdominal pain, chest pain, rash, severe pain?
In the middle, heavy breathing,
Yeah.
fever, night sweats.
Okay. What is your current height and weight? How tall are you, Steve?
5'9".
5'9"?
Yes.
And how much do you weigh?
180.
All right. All right. Thank you. And then did you have an email that you have access to that I can send documents to?
Yes.
What's your email?
57 MACK
MECK.
DADMACK
Okay.
DADDY. MILLS
Okay.
at gmail.com.
All right. Thank you for confirming that. So it's 57 MacDaddyMills at gmail.com.
Yeah.
All right. And then I have your cell phone as 334 355 1778, correct?
Yes.
What's the best time of day for the attorneys to call you?
Morning.
Morning? Okay. And then, hold on one second. All right. And then what is your do you want me to put your spouse's name or just leave that part blank?
You can leave it blank.
All right. And then you were spraying it approximately 24 times a year. You did spray Roundup for a full year before your diagnosis. When did you stop using the Roundup? Was that June of 2021?
Yes.
What date would you say? June what? Like June 1st, 2021?
It's like June 15th.
Okay.
June 15th.
2021, okay. And then, oops, 2021. June 15th, 2021, and you used it for, you said 11 years, so you started using it in 2020?
No, I didn't start using it in 2020. I started using it.
2010, I meant.
2010.
Yeah, sorry. When did you start using it in 2010? Approximately what?
February?
January 1st, 2010?
Yes.
Okay, and then you stopped using
May. Around May 21st.
Oh, May 21st is when
May
you started.
May 2021.
Okay, is when you started using it. Okay. May 21st.
No, that's when I stopped using it. May 2021st. That's when I stopped using it.
Okay, hold on one second.
I started in January 2010. I stopped in May 2021.
May 2021. When in May did you stop using it? I apologize.
It's May 21st.
May 21st, 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And you, okay. And then January 1st, 2010 is when you started using it.
Yeah.
All right. All right, and you started, you stopped using it because of your diagnosis or because you got sick?
I started having complications.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that, sir.
Mm-hmm. Every time I use it, it was taking my breath.
Yeah. And you were doing this monthly. How were you applying it with a hand sprayer, backpack, tractor, and hose?
A spray bottle.
Okay. Did you ever wear any type of protective gloves or gear?
I didn't.
You yes or no?
I didn't.
No? Okay.
No.
And was this around your property line? Where were you spraying it?
Around the home.
Okay. And this is in the state of Alabama?
Yes.
Okay. And this was for residential. You were directly exposed every time, correct? You were the one spraying it?
Yes.
Okay. And approximately in your lifetime for 11 years, you were spraying it twice a month. 24 exposures a year gives you about 264 exposures in your lifetime, give or take. And you were present every time. Do you live near a water well? Do you get your water from a well?
I do not.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides besides like Agent Orange or Benzine or anything like that?
No.
Okay. And did you use concentrate or premix?
Concentrate.
Okay. And where were you purchasing this at? Was it Home Depot, Lowe's, somewhere around your area?
Home Depot.
Okay, Home Depot. Home Depot. What city do you live in again, or what?
Abbeville.
Okay.
ABBEVILLE.
Okay. Alabama. All right. Was it the one in? Hold on. Okay, hold on one second. All right, hold on one second, sir. And did you know your is it the Lafayette one? Is it in? Nope, this is not the right one. Hold on. Hold on 1 second, sir. The address, is it 3489 Ross Clark Circle in Dotham, Alabama?
No.
Do you know? Okay.
My home address?
No, the Home Depot. Was that the Home Depot that you went to?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure we have a Home Depot on there. Okay. No, I have your home address. Hold on 1 second. Did you ever have any proof of purchase or pictures? You still have the product at home at all?
Yes.
You have the product? Yes. Like in your garage or something?
Yes.
Has? Okay. Just out of like personal information. I mean, I'm not an attorney, but that helps support your case a lot. So don't destroy that until you speak to the attorney.
Okay.
Because you can't really prove, unless you have proof of purchase to show that you had the product in garage. You have it like in a secure place in your garage or somewhere.
I do.
Okay. Do you have any type of like receipts as well or pictures? You can obviously provide pictures too, correct?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Anything else? Do you have receipts or no?
I do have receipts.
Okay. Yeah, that helps your case significantly. Okay. And then you do have it in your possession. Do you smoke or have you ever smoked?
No.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
No.
Okay, and then did you lose work because of your illnesses?
No.
You weren't, you didn't lose work because of treatment?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, approximately how
I've
long
been
did you?
laid out since.
Okay, you were laid off?
I haven't worked since my surgery date.
Laid off due to having to go through treatment. What, approximately how long?
From June 19th, 2021
So
to
approximately
July 8th, 2021.
3 to 4 years.
Yeah. No, it was from June 19th, 2021.
So
And
3
then the
years.
chemo I had was July 8th.
So you're unable to work for approximately 3 years.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, have you ever been in the military? We're almost done, but
No.
have you? Okay. Any other lawsuits, composition, disability, or workers' composition claims?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Any convicted of any crime?
No.
Okay. Who is your diagnosing physician? Who was your oncologist or radiologist? You know who that?
Dr. David T. Vega.
David C. Vega.
T. Vega.
Like T as in Tom.
Yes.
All right, I found him. He's an oncologist in Montgomery, Alabama. And then what was the name of the hospital that you were treated at? Do you know that?
Baptist Medical Center East.
Baptist Medical Center East. All right. All right. seconds. Thank you for knowing that information. It makes it a lot easier for me. All right. And what was the date of treatment? When did you start treatment?
The surgery date?
Yeah, when was your surgery date?
June 19th, 2021.
And then when did you start a chemo?
July 8th, 2021.
July 8th, 2021 chemo. All right. Six, 19, 2021. Seconds, 8, 2021. All right, and you did radiation chemo, not stem transplant. You just did surgery, chemo, immunotherapy, obviously pain management, radiation, and anything else that you had to undergo?
The
Did you have to undergo any other type of
medicine. They did surgery to remove the cancer cell.
Yeah. Okay. And I have your diagnosing physician, and I have his information. Just in a short, brief response, how did this impact your life?
Had to go through 4 days of treatment. Put me down for a minute.
Okay. Has this helped you
Got lymph
struggle?
nodes in my neck.
Okay. So just the emotional and physical part of what's going to happen with the cancer probably was overwhelming. It's been a traumatic experience, I can only imagine, for yourself and the people in your life, correct?
Correct.
Okay. You do have medical records to show your cancer diagnosis and type, correct? You're able to provide that?
Yes, I do.
All right. Thank you so much, sir.
Yes, I do.
All right. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens to you. It's just to help with precautions in the case. Would you like me to put somebody that lives with you or doesn't live with you? It's up to you.
No, it's fine.
Put somebody or don't put. What do you want me to put?
No.
Don't put
You
anybody?
don't have to put nobody.
Okay, I'll just put your
No.
phone number. Okay. Hold on 1 second, okay, sir. So what's going to happen now
Okay.
is the system's going to generate some documents for you to review and sign. What I'm going to have you do is, have you ever done a DocuSign agreement before?
Yes.
Okay, so it's pretty self-explanatory. You're just going to go ahead and review and sign and adopt a signature, and then just let me know once you press finish. Hold on 1 second. I have to do a summary of everything as well, so hold on 1 second. Any additional information you want me to put in the case to help support it?
No.
Okay.
Have you seen it yet?
Nope, hold on 1 second. So I just want to go ahead and summarize, Mr. Mills, S Steve Mills, you are filing a claim on behalf of yourself, who was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup spray. You did not have an attorney at this time, and you were diagnosed between the years of 2005 and present. Your diagnosis date was 4/11/2021. And you are between the ages of 18 and 17, 79. You do have a birth certificate. Sprayed Roundup approximately 24 times a year for 11 years, giving you approximately 264 exposures. I do have your first name as Steve, Steve. Last name Mills, Mills. I have your date of birth as 10/21/1977. And I have your social as 422. 296771. I have your starting date of using Roundup. You did use Roundup for a full year before your diagnosis. You started using it January 1st, 2010, and then you stopped using it April 21st, 2021. And it was directly exposed. You were exposed every time. Concentrate. Okay. I do have your doctor as Dr. David T. Vega in Montgomery, Alabama. You were treated at Baptist Medical Center. All right. So, the system, does everything sound correct?
Yes.
Okay. So hold on one second. The system's generating the documents. Why is this doing this? Hold on one second, my computer. Put this instead. I apologize. Hold on a second. I'm going to send you my direct contact information too, as also the attorney's information for you, so you have their phone number when they reach out to you and you know who it is. Just remember, this is going to be a legal contract, so it is really important that you don't discuss the matter with anybody other law firm, as they may represent you. And
Okay.
also, there we go. Okay. Also, yeah, this is a legal contract, so you can't discuss with any other law firm. And then also, they ask you if you can obtain any documents to help support the case or pictures or whatever you have. I do recommend that. I do recommend you taking pictures of it now if you don't on your phone of the roundup, like in your garage or wherever it is. It
Okay.
does help your case. Especially if you don't have proof of purchase. Like a lot of people won't have proof of purchase, and I don't know how they prove that they ever bought it. So I did text it to you, the DocuSign agreement, and I sent it in an email. It's actually easier if you open it through your text messages to review and sign the documents. So let me know once you receive them and you're able to go ahead and complete that.
Okay.
It'll say like Courtney has sent you a DocuSign agreement to review and sign.
Okay, I got it.
All right. Were you able to complete it? No. Let's see.
Touching it now.
Yeah. You might have to use your finger to adopt and sign the signature. And then just tap the fields where it's asking you to do it. And then let me know once you get to finish.
Okay. Okay, I'm now on the DocuSign.
Okay, what does it say?
It's just now pulling up the DocuSign.
Gonna press agree, adopt and sign. You might have to use your finger, adopt and sign the signature, press start, and then tap the yellow boxes. The field.
It says, please review and act on these documents.
Yes, press accept. Hold on one second, okay? Continue to do that, but hold on one second.
Okay.
All right, sir, were you able to complete the document?
I'm working on it now.
Okay. Yeah, if you like miss a field, it'll scroll you back up to the top where you have to tap it.
Okay. Okay, I finished.
Okay, let me go ahead and check it for you real quick, Steve. Okay, so once that's completed, what happens? You can download it, but it will send you a PDF file to your email for your records. Thank you for doing that. And again, my sympathy goes out to you and your family. I hope this works out for you. I wish you the best of luck. Let me go ahead and give you. Okay, so I sent you a text message from a 949 area code. That is the direct line to my desk. My name is Courtney, and I will be your intake specialist. If you have any questions regarding your attorneys or anything like that, you can reach out to me. And then I am sending you the attorney's information as well. They will be calling you from a 909 phone number. It's 909-906-3862. It is in the text message as well. So keep an eye out for that phone call. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to call, okay?
Okay.
All right. Do you have any other questions today, sir?
No, I don't.
All right.
Thank
I
you
wish
for
you
your
the
help.
best. Yes, of course. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.